When did you next encounter patients with diabetes after leaving King's?
Well, between 1962 and 64, I started the postgraduate training in London and was lucky enough to go to Central Middlesex Hospital under Richard Asher, the person who coined the term mixed edema madness, amongst other things, and then on to the Brompton Hospital in Chest. But we just saw diabetes patients as part of the general run of the general medicine. And I suppose it's the contacts in postgraduate training that you make at that start to make at that time, which have a great influence on your career, and so that you're part of a network.
What kind of influence on your career?
Well, in terms of knowing the strengths of your colleagues, and you obviously get reshuffled around the various secondary care facilities, and you're bumping each other in different contexts, and knowing them is a great privilege. And the London in those days did attract a lot of overseas visitors, so that from Brompton and then my next position at the Hammersmith Hospital, you were meeting a lot of overseas people. For example, Arthur Rubinstein, who worked with Steiner on the C-peptide and pro-insulin work, and he was at the Hammersmith and then moved over to Chicago.